It is time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News. A flood watch continues through late Saturday night for counties along and south of Interstate 64 in southern Illinois for Wayne, Jefferson, Edwards, Wabash, Hamilton, White, Saline, and Gallatin counties. Here at the studios at WFIW WOKZ during the day on Wednesday, we received 1.56 inches of rain, which is a new record. The old record was 1.46 inches, set back in 1950. Some locations in southern Illinois have already received 2 inches of rain. Now, for the most part, drainage systems have been able to handle it, but with repeated rounds of rain in the forecast, the flooding issues will become more likely, especially in low-lying poor drainage areas, area rivers, and streams. Roads that are in the bottoms or in a flood-prone area will not be passable. Now, multiple rounds of rain and storms are forecast tonight through Saturday night, as the area could see anywhere from 4 to 7 inches of total rainfall. Motorists are reminded to turn around if they approach a flooded roadway, especially in the nighttime hours, as flooded roadways are hard to see at night. Residents who have basements are to never enter a flooded basement or other flooded areas where water may be in contact with electrical wiring, appliances, or other electrical devices. Now, the Storm Prediction Center currently has the entire region outlooked and a marginal to slight risk for severe thunderstorms Saturday afternoon and evening. Potential thunderstorm impacts will include damaging winds and flooding rains, with a smaller risk for isolated tornadoes. Now, the rain should move out sometime Saturday night, with sunny skies forecasted Sunday through Tuesday with highs in the 50s, though several days out, a chance of rain is given for Tuesday night into Wednesday. More local news following these words.
Because insurance is a must, calling someone you can trust, State Auto. Friend you can depend on.
Life can be tough. That's why you need friends you can depend on for your homeowner's insurance. The State Auto Insurance Companies can protect your home and all of your possessions from the storms of life. State Auto and your independent agent have a policy that's designed with your specific needs in mind. We provide you with the best coverages and fast and fair claim service when you need it. And that's all at a great price, especially if you have your auto or other policies with us. For more than 75 years, State Auto has been insuring customers just like you from the storms of life. You can depend on us for the best in homeowners insurance value for your money.
Because insurance is a must. Call on someone you can trust. State Auto. A friend you can depend on.
See the professionals at CSI Insurance, 108 West Main, Fairfield, or call 842-2193 for more information.
At F&B, we're always keeping your best interest in mind, and now we're offering EverAlert, a notification system that keeps you updated on recent debit card transactions. Sign up for notifications at any F&B location to receive a text or email within minutes of your debit card transactions. And the service is free to all F&B debit card holders. Have questions or want to sign up? Give us a call at 842-2107. F&B, member FDIC. Wireless carrier text message rates or charges may apply.
In other news, a 43-year-old Randall G. Legg of Fairfield was arrested Tuesday, February 20th at 3:20 p.m. on a charge of driving with license suspended. Bond was set at $1,500. Late Monday night, 11:12 p.m., a Wayne County Sheriff's Officer observed a gray 2002 Dodge Dakota pickup truck turning eastbound on County Road 800 North. The vehicle failed to use a turn signal and was traveling at a high rate of speed. The vehicle turned southbound on County Road 1700 East and eventually pulled into a driveway at 770 County Road 1700 East. The driver, 42-year-old Reggie L. Shimwell of Fairfield, was arrested on charge of driving while license revoked. Shimwell was booked at the county jail and has a future court appearance scheduled. The Board of Trustees of Illinois Eastern Community College District met Tuesday night, February 20th, at Olney Central College. The IECC District's strategic plan for 2018 through 2023 was approved. The plan includes goals to improve student education experience, expand educational choices and support services, increase student headcount and reimbursable hours, improve student life experience, and decrease financial dependence on state reimbursement grants. The continued uncertainty of the state to fund the community college system has required the district to review current tuition and fees. Trustees approved an increase
in tuition of $5 per semester hour, bringing the tuition rate from $83 per semester hour to $88 per semester hour. The tuition increase is effective summer term 2018. The board approved 6 affiliation agreements with area health care facilities for the district's health informatics program and the certified medical assistant program. In preparation for approval of the catalog, a 2-year academic calendar for 2019-20 through 2021 was adopted by the board. Board approval was given for revisions to the student military policy to limit tuition charged to veterans using federal veteran benefits to the in-district tuition rate. This revision to the policy reflects current practice. The board announced their intention to consider the renewal of contracts that run from September 1st, 2018 to August 30th, 2020 for the CEO, the 4 college presidents, and the Dean of Workforce Education. The contracts will be presented for consideration at the March 20th board meeting and presented for approval at the April 17th board meeting. The board accepted the calendar year 2017 annual report of the IECC 403B plan. In personnel matters, the board approved the seniority list for faculty for 2017-2018 and for reemployment of faculty for the 2018-2019 academic year. Approval was given for change in academic rank from instructor to assistant professor to 49 faculty members. Now, change in status was approved for Christy Kolb from office assistant to program support specialist for the TRIO SSS program effective February 21st, 2018. Resignation ratifications were approved for Joshua Leip, workforce education instructor, effective February 28, 2018, and for Robin Pearson, office assistant at Frontier Community College, effective February 9, 2018, and for Lori Perry, administrative assistant at the district office, effective March 16, 2018. And retirement ratification was approved for James Tucker, assistant professor of speech at Olney Central College, effective September 1, 2018. The faculty seniority list for 2017 through 2018 were approved for both bargaining unit and non-bargaining unit faculty. Bargaining unit and non-bargaining unit faculty were employed for the 2018-2019 academic year. Now, the next regular meeting of the IECC Board of Trustees will be held at Wabash Valley College in Mount Carmel Tuesday, March 20th at 7 p.m. More local news is on the way following these words.
We're growing with you.
Horizon Healthcare cares deeply about your health and wishes to be available to care for you when you need us most. That is why we guarantee a scheduled appointment within 24 operating hours with one of our 7 trustworthy medical providers. Your guaranteed appointment at Horizon Healthcare will be made with the most available provider at the time of your request. This is open to all new and existing patients of Horizon Healthcare. At Horizon Healthcare, we strive to provide accessible healthcare to our community and are here to serve you during your time of need. Simply give Horizon Healthcare a call at 842-4617 to schedule your appointment today. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
We're growing with you.
In other local news, the 27th Annual Family Literacy Fest hosted by the Wayne County Family Enrichment Program has been set. The event will be held Saturday, May 19th from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at Kitty College in Fairfield. This is a free event for families with children ages 0 to 8 years of age. Those who attend the event are to expect a goodie bag and book for every child, door prizes, Lions Club train will be there, meet and greet with Princess Poppy and Branch from Trolls, fun family photo booth, prizes at every game, crafts, face painting, petting zoo, fire truck, ambulance, and police car, bounce houses, and lots of fun. Food will be available for purchase at the event, and free water will be provided. The Wayne City High School History Club will have their annual trivia night Saturday, February 24th in the High School Performance Gym. Registration begins at 6 p.m. with trivia beginning at 7 p.m. Entry fee for teams of up to 10 members is $100. There will be door prizes and snacks with all proceeds going to the History Club. The 30th Annual Wayne County Scholastic Bowl will be held on Friday, March 2nd, hosted by Frontier Community College. All matches will be held in FCC's Workforce Development Center. 6 Wayne County middle school teams will compete in the double elimination tournament, with the first 2 matches beginning at 8:30 a.m. and the last 2 matches for the day beginning at 10:45 a.m. Now, the championship matches will begin at 6 p.m. and will be aired on WFIW 104.9. Family and friends are invited to attend any or all of the matches. The day matches will be held at approximately 8:30 a.m., 9:15 a.m., 10 a.m., and 10:45 a.m., depending if a match ends early or runs late. Once a match begins, the door will be closed until the match ends. The Jeff Fireman's annual chicken barbecue lunch will be held on Sunday, March 11th. The meal will be served at the Jeff Firehouse with serving starting at 11 a.m. The menu will include barbecue chicken, baked potato, green beans, corn, slaw, rolls, dessert, and drink. Carryouts will be available. Prices by donation with proceeds to be used for new fire equipment. The City of Fairfield is accepting applications for a water filtration operator with at least a Class D license. Potential candidates are required to live within the City of Fairfield within 6 months of being hired. Applications can be picked up at City Hall and will be accepted through March the 5th. If you have any questions, contact the Fairfield City Hall. Troubled families looking to place girls in a safe Christian environment will have the option of a group home in Fairfield in the very near future. The Oblong Children's Christian Home will soon renovate and operate a home for girls in the former Dieball Sunshine Home on North Enterprise Road. The expansion in Fairfield is being made possible by Hands for the Handicapped, who presented the facility as a gift to the Oblong Children's Home. Monday, the keys of the facility were handed over to members of the Oblong Children's Home staff. The home will need to be renovated before it can be occupied. Volunteers will be sought locally to assist with renovations. Connecting the home in Oblong with the satellite facility in Fairfield is Fairfield native Amy Kemp. Kemp will play a major role in the renovation planning and logistical decision-making about the home's operation. The Oblong Children's Home is a nonprofit home that houses abused, troubled, and neglected children. It has been in existence since 1969. The University Museum of Southern Illinois University Carbondale has reopened after it was forced to close due to the state budget impasse. The museum with 70,000 artifacts also was stripped of its accreditation status to the American Alliance of Museums last year as a result of state funding cuts. Southern Illinois reports the museum's closing prompted an outcry from the university community and former student workers. But in his State of the University address, Chancellor Carlo Montemagno said he would reopen the museum. The museum was previously part of the College of Liberal Arts. It's now under Library Affairs. Director of Special Collections Pam Hackbert-Dean is overseeing the museum until a director is hired. A reopening reception for the museum is scheduled for March 8th. And the Illinois Senate is endorsing a plan to require children to ride in the rear-facing car seats until age 2. Senate Public Health Committee voted 7-0 Tuesday on Senator Michael Hastings' plan. Tinley Park, a Democrat, says rear-facing restraints offer more protection for toddlers. The American Academy of Pediatrics says the seats better support a child's head, neck, and spine because the force of shell of the seat absorbs the force of the collision and distributes it over the entire body. Now, first-time violators will receive a $75 fine. Democratic and Republican senators both questioned the fine and got assurances from Hastings that he would change first violations to a warning. The price of crude oil is at $54.75. That is as of yesterday. Taking a look at obituaries, 91-year-old Oscar Ross Vaughn Jr. of Macedonia died at 3:05 a.m. Tuesday, February 21st, at McLeansboro Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center in McLeansboro. He was a cook and loved to mow and fish. He served in the U.S. Navy from 1944 to 1946 in the South Pacific during World War II. Survivors include two sons, Kevin Vaughn and wife Mary Jo of Macedonia, and Les Vaughn and wife Debbie Dahlgren, two grandsons, Dale Vaughn, Thomas Vaughn, and his wife Elizabeth, four great-grandchildren, Caleb, Caden, Anna, and Abigail. Funeral services for Oscar Ross Vaughn Jr. will be held Saturday, February 24th, 11 a.m. at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Burial will be held at Antioch Cemetery in McLeansboro. Graveside military rights will be accorded by American Legion Post No. 106 in McLeansboro and the U.S. Navy Honor Team. Visitation will be held from 4 to 7 p.m. Friday, February the 23rd at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Memorials can be made to the Rogers DeWitt Park in McLeansboro and will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. The Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of all the arrangements. 80-year-old Donice Anderson died at 5:46 a.m. Sunday, February the 18th, at a residence in Marion, Illinois. Survivors include two daughters, Carla Kern of Walnut Hill, Illinois, and Tanya Madeline of Marion, along with four grandchildren and five great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Donice Anderson will be held at 11 a.m. Friday at the Archie L. Sanders Memorial Chapel in Wayne City. Visitation will be held at 10 a.m. until time of service at the Archie L. Sanders Memorial Chapel. Memorials to the family will be accepted at the Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City. The Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City is in charge of all the arrangements. 68-year-old James A. Mason of Fairfield died at 4:45 p.m. Friday, February the 16th at his residence. Services for James Mason are pending at the Johnson Vaughn Funeral Home. And funeral services for 89-year-old Merida L. Weber of Shenoa. Burial will actually take place at 1 p.m. Thursday, February the 22nd in Pin Oak Cemetery in Sims. Now, they did have funeral yesterday in Shenoa, the Shenoa Baptist Church, along with the visitation. Now, in lieu of flowers, the family suggests the memorials be directed to the Shenoa Public Library Building Fund or American Cancer Society. The Duffy Pills Memorial Home in Shenoa is in charge of services. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, you can go online to WFIWradio.com as our obituary page is updated daily. You can also like us on Facebook at WFIW Radio. This is a Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
It takes guts and grit to bring big city services to small communities. Wabash Communications is a tough group, willing to face difficult challenges, venture into new territories, and protect the interest of our customers. Wabash Communications is able to achieve big things for small communities. Big history of innovation since 1952, a big range of services including high-speed internet, TV services, home monitoring solutions, voice, and more, and a big focus on exceptional customer care. To learn what's next on the horizon, call Wabash at 665-3311.
This summer, Eubinger's Furniture Company will celebrate 40 years of bringing quality home furnishings to our loyal customers at unbeatable savings. In preparation for this event, Eubinger's is having a pre-anniversary sale. Shop now because we have slashed prices throughout the store, some items at 40% off or more. And remember, we have free financing available. See store for details. So come out to our pre-anniversary sale only at Eubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Time for a Thursday check of sports. High school boys basketball last night at the 2A Fairfield Regional Carmi-White County defeats Edwards County 46-32. At Johnston City, Chester over DuCoin 53-52. In Class 1A at NCOE, Weber defeats Wayne City 40-31. Jaycel O'Neill had 13 to lead the Indians. At Gallatin County, Cairo over Crab Orchard 102-57. Gallatin County 70, Cobden 67. At Hudsonville, St. Elmo Brownstown 79, Palestine Hudsonville 73. At Mounds Meridian, Meridian 84, Egyptian 59, Gorville over Century 78-52. At Patoka, Dietrich over Louisville North Clay 66-51. And Odin beats South Central 60-43. At Oakville, Lovejoy over Valmeyer 59-55. And at Ziegler-Royalton, Cesar Valier 60, Thompsonville 44. And Woodlawn over Steelville 68-58. On the schedule today, junior high volleyball 3:45 Sisney host Iuka for C, JV, and varsity matches. And at 6 p.m., Jasper Jeff is at New Hope. College basketball tonight, Illinois is hosting Purdue at 6 p.m. You can hear the broadcast on WFIW AM 1390 at 103.3 FM beginning at 5 p.m. And in the NBA tonight, the Bulls at home against Philadelphia. That's a check of sports. Your forecast calling for cloudy skies today with a high 52. Rain likely tonight, low 40. 48, rather. Tonight, 70% chance for showers, high 58. Rain likely 62 on Saturday for Sunday. Sunshine, high 55. And the outlook for Monday, sunshine with a high of 55.